If you ride love it, he say, oh yeah. Oh yeah. Ooh, if you ride love it, he say, who that?
Who that?
Recess here is tough because it's not really in the schedule. It takes us to go in and say, hey, we can do this with your recess if you let us and trust us. 15 minutes is great. 30 minutes is awesome. I've walked into schools to recruit and said, we focus on recess. And the response is, oh, we took that out last week. Like, we don't have recess anymore. We eliminated it.
That's Dana Greenup, a born and bred Orleanian, who's the New Orleans Program Director of Playworks, an organization started in California in 1996 by a young woman who observed how recess often devolved into chaos as some kids were bullied and others constantly seemed to get into fights.
Playworks is around because there needs to be an adult there and present to teach kids how to manage their playtime, how to teach them those social skills that they may be lacking, but also to ensure that they feel comfortable joining in the game, just jumping in and having fun. So it's extremely important. And yes, having an adult there that's present, that's engaged, where the kids can connect with them on a different level, that's what makes a high-functioning, successful recess.
Too often in schools, Dana says, recess is an added burden for an already overwhelmed teacher who sometimes is responsible for dozens of kids on a playground.
The academic schedule is really, really taxing these days with schools, especially in New Orleans. We have charter schools. It's not traditional, just 8 to 3. It's sometimes teachers are there from 7:15 until 5 p.m. And we understand it and we respect it. We do ask that a teacher is present during recess. We ask that they jump in sometimes. But honestly, they are not trained to run recess. And that's their break time. A lot of teachers are out there on lunch duty during their lunch. And we understand that also. So when we walk in, they're relieved to see us.
So if recess is important, does it have to be organized like the classroom? And what if a kid doesn't want to play games?
There are times where it may take 3-4 months to get a kid to jump in and join. Or they have a day where honestly they're just having a day and they just want to be to themselves. And that time outside, just to be outside, is enough. If they want to sit on a bench, our coach will kind of pass by and just check on them to make sure that they're okay. That is also a part of ensuring that their emotional safety, that they're not forced to do anything.
So how do kids, and maybe more importantly, school educators feel about such programs?
I think it takes a special person to be able to interact with children in a playful manner because, you know, with 5- and 6-year-olds especially, they can get really loud and get very excited, and you have to be able to control that environment. So although I enjoyed it, I'm glad that I'm not the person who's doing Playworks or PE. I'm very happy to be in the classroom, and I appreciate Coach B and those people very much for the work that they do every day.
That's Sierra McKinney, a teacher at Edgar P. Harney Spirit of Excellence Academy in Central City. One of the things about Playworks is they start teaching kids early how to become leaders. One is Dejan Vanison.
I'm 11 years old. I've been a junior coach for 2 years. And to me, junior coach is to have fun and to make sure everyone shares and have a great time. But most of all, they should share together, play together, and do everything together.
Dana Greenup, who can remember some less than pleasant recess experiences on the playground herself, and her coaching staff are personally dedicated to the program. They are not alone.
What I find from having conversations with students and parents and teachers is that, you know, charter or non-charter, a lot of kids do not have the opportunity or a safe space to play. And it is that simple. When they go home, it's not an opportunity to go outside and play a game of kickball or whatever it is like I could when I was a kid. We have a lot of kids that don't know a lot of the games because TV, video games, or just not having a safe neighborhood, or they can't go outside because a lot of kids are latchkey kids, and then once they get inside, they're inside for the day. It's so many reasons why it's important for us to make sure that when kids come to school, when they're there during that 8-hour period, that they have time to engage in play.
To read more about Playworks, go to wwno.org or nolavie.com. For WWNO, I'm Sharon Litwin. Thank you.
Thank you.